everybody. Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Teen Boy TV Game Time. I'm your boy, Big Q, and I'm joined with...
Bernie B.
Yeah, so I want to give a big shout-out to everybody who listened to the podcast last week. I did something slick. What I did was, instead of using our normal podcast repository, well, you know what I was joking about, you know, the listeners and whatnot, I decided to go back and also post it on our old repository that we used to use back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And got so many more listeners. So all the listeners who listened last week who didn't get to listen to the first six episodes because we were on Anchor instead of on Spreaker, trust and believe, we'll put the podcast up in both spots again this week, so everybody can get a chance to listen to the awesome show that is Teen Boy TV Game Time. How was the week for you?
Week was good for me in terms of football. I mean, I had some surprises, but nothing, you know, detrimental.
Yeah, my team didn't play, so it was cool, but it was crazy. Kansas didn't play, but the whole world seemed to be talking about them anyway, right?
Yeah.
And so they didn't play, and that was cool. But I also realized, I saw in the news today, was it yesterday, that Coach Ron Rivera has gave Kyle Allen the start for this week as well, to let Cam finish healing up. So even though he's cleared, he won't be playing this week. And I know you're going to elaborate on that a little bit more later on the show, but that was, you know, I didn't get to watch my team play. But I was disappointed by some other stuff that happened this week, though.
Yeah, so, like, man, what's the big deal this week?
I didn't like, because, you know, I was fully expected. I wanted this drama to play out in Dallas this week, or last week, and I didn't get that, and I'm sad, because that was going to be the cap to my week, watching the Dallas Cowboys lose a fourth consecutive game, watch the coach, well, Jerry Jones justify why he letting the coach go, and why he bringing in Urban Meyer and all this good stuff. I wanted all this stuff to happen, and it was set up so beautifully. But then Dak Prescott decided he wanted to actually play some football. So,
well, that's because Ezekiel Elliott started running.
Right. So,
Ezekiel Elliott does well. Dak Prescott does well.
Yeah. So, you know, they took that away from me. I'm a little bit disappointed in that, but that's okay. I don't think Jason Garrett is completely off the hot seat. I think this has bought him a little bit of time. You know, the part that tripped me out, though, that the Dallas Cowboys didn't just scrape by that win. They actually won in definitive blowout fashion.
They really did. You know. But I don't know what to say about the Eagles. Sometimes they look good. Sometimes they don't look good.
Right.
They're a team you really can't. I mean, this is the same team that went into Lambeau Field and just, you know, pretty much handled Green Bay.
Yeah.
Their only loss of the season, they dealt to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get hit in Dallas and you can't figure 1-2. Like, I don't get it.
So. It's pretty crazy.
Then, actually, of course, okay, you know, in true fashion, you start losing. Things aren't going right. Then you hear, oh, this one was late to team meetings and this one that. And, like, get out of here with that.
Right. Yeah. It was crazy, man. But, like, here we are at the halfway point of the season. And I got to say, though, I'm pretty pleased with the way the season is going, with the exception of, you know, I'm still very upset that the Patriots are still doing as well as they're doing. But other than that, I mean, it's good to see so much different parity going on. Like, it's like so many teams that are doing well that we didn't expect to be doing so well. And, you know, some of the teams that started off really, really bad are finally starting to come around. You know, did you know that the Arizona Cardinals done won 3 games in a row?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Did you say that because they beat the Giants?
No, because, you know, I fully expected the Giants to beat them. But because I picked the Giants messed me up this week. But no, I'm just saying. They started off, saying they dropped the first 3, and then they done picked up the last 3 or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, no, well, actually, they tied on the first week, then lost the next 3, and
right,
then won the next 3. So there's that. Washington still look pretty terrible. Miami still look pretty terrible.
That's a JV squad.
Yeah, so you still got that you got to deal with. The MVP race is heating up. So now with the whole deal with Patrick Mahomes being out for the next 4 or 5 weeks, and they actually had a 1- or 2-game losing streak before he went out. I don't know if we're still talking about Patrick Mahomes in that sense, but there's other players. There's Lamar Jackson out of Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about him. And you know, I'm even willing to throw in some of these relief guys, like a Teddy Bridgewater, right? Because you know, I would throw him in there.
I would like to not see a quarterback.
I would let him not see a quarterback, but there's.
I would love really, to see a defensive guy win.
But, you know, at this stage, though, right?
Like, all we ever do is hand it to a quarterback for the most part. And then the one time, well, not the one time, but the last time we gave it to someone else, he had to share it with a quarterback.
Right.
Like enough. Like, there's other good players in the league well, besides okay. quarterback.
Well, let's talk about it for a second. And as far as MVP, because we had the halfway mark. There's a single or two or three different defensive players stick out to you as far as being in the category of most valuable player. Because look, Khalil Mack started out hot, but then he kind of fell off, right? We ain't really heard a whole lot from Aaron Donald, yeah. right? We had that flip flop last week with Marcus Peters, who you know made a super impact on his new squad with a pick six, but that was one play. Mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey didn't play the last two games, but then he came out this week and last week, and he had a decent showing with his new squad. But really, ain't nothing.
I mean, what about Nicky Bosa on 49ers?
They balling.
We can have it.
And there's a dude in Tampa, Shaq Barrett. There's him.
Yeah, come on, man. You and know. even some of them people on the Patriots squad. Yeah. You got to give them some props.
But see,
let's move outside of that automatic quarterback.
With giving it to a defensive player, it's like, because usually defensive performances are done by the whole team. And it's hard to really single out, like, one guy. You know what I mean? And it's tough, you know what I mean? Because I think the 49ers squad is Sherman and Bosa and all of them. It's hard to kind of say, oh, no, that's the man. You know what I mean? Like, that squad is tight. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I think Nicky Bosa has made an impact.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what about the little boy in he's not on defense, but the Carolina Panthers running back. Let's move it from the quarterback.
Okay.
It's almost like MVP race. That's all the names you always hear are quarterback. It's never anybody else.
Well, because the title of the award is
Most valuable player. Right, not valuable quarterback.
Well, most of the time, the quarterback is like the most valuable player.
That's wrong.
I mean, not in Carolina, obviously. That's Christian McCaffrey, right? So he would rise above, right? I'm just trying to think of another position where it'd be a singular dude who would rise above what the quarterbacks are doing.
We always focus on the quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's actually the pieces around that make whether he's good or not. I mean, if you don't have anybody to throw to, you don't have anybody to run the ball, how good can you be?
Right. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Maybe this is ingrained in us. And we're thinking MVP rate always got to be, we got to talk about these quarterbacks or whatever. But yeah, but of course.
I mean, they get enough stuff. Let the MVP race really be about the most valuable player. Who overall is doing the best?
Again, I think it's tough. I mean, because like I said, you look at those defensive squads, and it's usually the defense as a squad that's actually doing it versus.
So you think that Teddy Bridgewater is really that good? He doesn't have any help.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Okay, so he's having that a lets breakup. You know we went from Drew Brees to Teddy Bridgewater. We still haven't lost a game in New Orleans.
Right.
So it's not just Teddy Bridgewater. It's the pieces around them.
Okay.
So stop with this. Oh, they're so great. They're so good. No, you. If I'm throwing you the ball and you dropping the ball, or I'm throwing you the ball, you running the wrong route. How good can I be?
Well, when those quarterbacks got hurt, Drew Brees, Cam Newton, and a couple of the other ones who had some stand-ins, mainly pretty much Kyle Allen and Teddy Bridgewater, everybody fully expected those teams to kind of take a dip. But those backup quarterbacks held it down. So, like, you can't help but to think, okay, well, I know they're going to lose. They don't have their start. They don't have Drew Brees. They don't have Cam Newton. They're going to lose. You know what I mean?
All that means is that they played beyond expectation.
Right.
That doesn't make the most valuable player.
Right. And I mean, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is leaning heavily on Alvin Kamara, just like Kyle Allen is leaning heavily on Christian McCaffrey. And I don't know, maybe that's what you're saying. That conversation is not being had.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Most valuable player, quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other names even mentioned. It's yeah. always a quarterback.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so you don't want to see a quarterback this year. You want no, to see.
I want to see someone else
win. I don't know, man. Some of these quarterbacks are playing. I'm saying, like, it's hard for me not to give Lamar Jackson props. And as much as I don't want to give Aaron Rodgers props, he's so having a fantastic season.
How can the most valuable player also be the most protected player?
I mean, that's...
I better ball out. I'm protected. You sneeze right. on me. Oh, you. Wow. I mean, come on, man.
You got a point. I'm just...
they're so protected. They should be valuable player. What do you... Right. What obstacle do you have?
It should, well, yeah, you should shine. Right. Right, because it's between you and the punter.
Right. You know? I mean, nobody can touch you. Right. Nobody can't really defend against you. So, yeah. so what's... You should be doing something.
Right. Yeah, okay.
No quarterbacks this
year. Okay, no quarterbacks this year. So that's the... Let's say we took the quarterbacks off the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then where you land in that? Because I know, you like Christian McCaffrey. What about...
Christian McCaffrey.
What about Alvin Kamara?
He's hurt.
What about the wide receiver there? Thomas.
Michael Thomas. Okay, I give it up for him. Right. I like Nicky Bosa.
Okay. Bosa's good. Richard Sherman having a decent year this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him up there.
He's doing okay. Yeah, he's doing all right. There's Shaq Barrett. I think I don't know if he's still leading the league in sacks.
And I don't know that cornerback in the Patriots, but last night against the Jets, I mean, he was ridiculous.
But then again, you get some errant quarterback. What did that dude say? The dude say he was seeing ghosts?
He was seeing ghosts.
I'm just saying, like...
I wouldn't even put that on right. tape. Like, Aaron Donald. Come on, man. Ghosts. That mono got you tripping.
He's seeing ghosts?
I got the mic on, dude. You talking about ghosts. Like, I know it's Halloween, but come on, man.
You seeing ghosts, man. Rough, bro. You know, I don't know how many turnovers he ended up having.
I think he had five that game. Because Tom Brady only scored one quarter, then one touchdown. The rest was all defensive stuff.
Yeah,
man. Ridiculous.
You seeing ghosts, man. So, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty good stuff. But now, I know you had... Cause you want to continue trying to break my heart with this Cam Newton stuff. And I thought, and I know I ain't even going to bring it up to JB, like, unless they bring it up tomorrow night, because I don't know if you noticed last week, he went on this tirade. We covered the Cam Newton story, on Team Boy TV Live last week, and he got up on the soapbox and he went off, right? So I know you going to add some fuel to that fire. So I'm going to let you go ahead and do it.
Well, I'm just saying that there's been those rumors about Cam Newton being traded to Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's, for me, I just think it's the most ridiculous thing. And I'm going to tell you why. Like, you shouldn't lose your job to injury. Yes, we've seen it in the whole Colin Kaepernick thing where it worked out. But here's the thing. Kyle Allen hasn't done anything. He hasn't proven anything.
Right.
Cam Newton has taken this core group to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, he's hurt and now you discard him.
Right.
Because you think that the offense is operating better under Kyle Allen.
Right.
Well, he was hurt. So of course the offense couldn't operate effectively.
And I mean, as much as I like Kyle Allen, he ain't lighting the world on fire statistically either way. So like,
accurate now. Yeah, he's accurate, right. But he brings some things that Cam doesn't bring.
Right.
But Cam is like a dynamic player.
Right.
And he brings things that you can't teach or things you can't easily replace.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's the reason why, and I'm going to tell you the reason why I think the trade rumors and all this Cam moving on from Cam stuff is a bunch of rubbish is because of the success that Baltimore is having right now. And they don't have that type of success if they don't let their quarterback do his thing, right? And because he does his thing, now granted, I think Lamar Jackson is a bit more accurate than a Cam Newton. He's a little more dangerous in the pocket than Cam Newton. But at the end of the day, he still brings an element that teams have to game plan for.
Right.
If he never takes off ever during that one single play during the game, they still had a game plan for that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So like,
and that's what Cam Newton bring to the team. You know, and I say, look, they don't need to bring him in right now. You know,
right, you're not losing.
Right.
You let him heal.
And you don't need to bring him in. And I think that's what people don't want to say. Oh, yes, the backup is doing great. Let's move on. No, like the better that backup quarterback do is better for Cam. The more he can sit on the bench and rehab and rest up. If they continue with this trajectory, they apparently making a playoff push.
And hey, let's be honest. 9 times out of 10, a backup quarterback is a backup for a reason.
Absolutely.
So let's not get all high and mighty and ridiculous now.
Because you know what we do when we start anointing these back of
right. Course. Stop now. Right? Stop.
You know. Weird things happen. Like you know, Fitzpatrick type stuff start happening. Like, you know, and you know, really Kirk Cousins stuff start happening.
Exactly.
You know, Case Keenum things start happening. You don't want that. You exactly. know what I mean? The only thing that would be good if it was a Nick Foles type situation would have happened, but that's very rare.
Exactly.
That's very, very rare. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's interesting to see what's going to happen. I don't think Carolina is even thinking about that. I think they're just letting the rumor mill run as it may. And look,
I don't blame Chicago.
Yeah, and you know, and I thought their quarterback was going to be able to carry them a little further than Mitchell Trubisky for the first 4 weeks of the season. Yeah, so again, I understand. I defended their, you know, them trying to, you know, I'm trying to imagine if you. If you mentioned Trubisky and the, you know, and these reports coming out your own team talking about they going looking, they looking at some other team at the, to try to trade for a quarterback.
Do better, dude. You know you suck.
It's terrible.
You know when you suck. Come on. Awful.
That is terrible. You know.
Yeah, but you know when you suck.
Yeah. So you know the other thing is what about because we know that Cam is already cleared to come back. Sam Darnold already came back, and, you know, that was a pretty awful way to come back, but came back. Actually, came back the week before and actually had a really good game.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what nobody really expected.
So, Drew Brees is the next one supposed to come back.
Yes. So but now here's the thing. Is there going to be the same type of thing? Like, I mean, because I know when we spoke about it last week, me and the fellas, you know, that's one of the things JB was going on about. It's like, oh, ain't nobody making no hoopla. Because as soon as Drew come back in the building, he expecting to take first team snaps. You know, it ain't no.
And he should. Once he's healthy, he should be taking first team snaps.
And that's the thing. So that's why, like, everybody was like, oh, wait, this whole thing about moving. Why everybody want to move on from Cam, but ain't nobody want to move on from Ted.
Right.
or from Drew.
Right.
Right. And it's weird, but and as expected, Drew shows up in the building.
You know the real reason.
Oh, I know the real reason. Yeah, but you know, and it's crazy because, like, Drew going to show up. He going to expect to take first team snaps. Teddy just going to sit down. I think Teddy done had 5 weeks to audition and put a tape together. I think it was a pretty good tape.
I think so too.
You know, maybe Chicago can look at him. I doubt if.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have to realize, you have to give some credit to coaching and knowing the ability of your quarterback and your team. Now, I'm not saying Teddy Bridgewater isn't good, because I think he was good in Minnesota before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the reason why Teddy Bridgewater looks so good now is because Sean Payton knows how to call a game.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. You got to give him some of that credit. Yeah.
And I think, you know, at the end of it, I don't think Teddy will go. Well, like, I don't know. I don't think we've seen the best of him in New Orleans. I think he's been doing just enough to kind of maintain. I don't think we've seen a situation where he put the game on his back or nothing like that.
Right.
Same thing with Kyle. I don't think we've seen that with him either. But I do think he put together enough tape to warrant a look from somebody. You know what I mean?
And I agree with that. Yeah. And listen, I would have never thought that they would have gone undefeated in this stretch that Drew Brees has been out.
Oh, yeah.
So, to me, from that alone, him making smart decisions, and they've had some close, ugly games,
mm-hmm.
making smart decisions, taking care of the football, you know, completing his passes and things of that nature, yeah. He deserves a look as a full-time quarterback. Because there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that suck.
Absolutely. So, I mean, he should get a look from, you know, maybe Jacksonville. I know they invested in Nick Foles, but he's super injury-prone, and you know,
and they have Minshew down there.
Well, they have Minshew now, but and everybody's going to be fucked. They fall in love with him.
Yeah,
Minshew you know,
got that.
And they might be able to do the Minshew thing
without
having to spend a whole
lot of money.
But the
quarterback we need to see people move on from is Jameis Winston.
Absolutely.
Let's get him out the door and put a Teddy Bridgewater down there with your man's name.
With that squad
what's
down there.
What's that coach name? I like him.
Bruce Arians.
Yeah,
Tampa.
You put Teddy Bridgewater down
now,
there.
That would be a good look.
Now you got a good look.
That would be a good look.
Get that Jameis Winston out the door.
And I don't know what Jameis Winston's contract situation looked like right now, because he came in, him and the guy from Tennessee who was benched this week.
Mariota.
They came in the league at the same time, which I think this is year six or seven for them.
Okay.
So he must be on some second, you know, he's not on a rookie deal, obviously. He must be on some second, you know, contract or his first big deal or whatever.
They can release
him. Yeah, I could. I don't think they're going to take too much. I mean, because it looked like clearly that Tennessee is thinking about doing some other things.
Oh yeah, I mean they're moving on. You let Tannehill play. You benching Mariota,
so you know.
I mean he deserves to sit on the bench. Like, absolutely, we have some terrible quarterbacks.
Yeah, so but you know I think the landscape will look a little bit different, but definitely Bridgewater will probably be starting somewhere. Well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe by the end of this season.
You never know.
I just don't think. I don't think that Peyton will want to trade him right now, seeing how valuable he was when his quarterback went down.
Exactly.
And his quarterback ain't no spring chicken either, so you might want to hold on to him, or unless somebody's giving up a really, really good deal for him.
And he seems happy where he's at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. So we mentioned, you know, Patrick Mahomes being out, and like I said, before he went down, the Chiefs had already done lost two games in a row. We had them pretty high going into the season. Even though I still think they still the best team in their division, they probably still, I don't even know who's, Matt Moore is backing them up, right?
Matt Moore.
I don't know what the rest of their schedule look like. I don't know what they, if we still looking at them as the team that's going to dethrone the Patriots. I don't know.
I don't know about that anymore. We'll have to see.
Right.
Well, so, what do we have on tap for our viewing pleasure this week?
I just kind of scanned through it, so I don't know. I know that the Ravens and the Cowboys are on the bye this week, so
just two teams. Okay,
so the Cowboys ain't got to worry about trying to figure out none of that stuff that they got going on. It's kind of sad because they had a little momentum right there. This bye week came kind of at a bad time for them.
Yeah.
But whatever, it is what it is. The Ravens, you know what? I don't even know. They're not really that banged up right now. I guess this is just a time to kind of regroup and rebuild.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad for them too because their momentum was starting to roll. But they on about this week too. So we kick off
the rest though.
Yeah, we kick off things on this Thursday with Washington going to Minnesota. I don't even know who let Washington win a game. Was that Arizona who did that to them? Was Arizona drop a game? Who dropped a game to Washington?
Whatever, it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know who did that.
Didn't they play against Miami?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So yeah, they beat Scrubby Scrub, Miami. That's probably the only game they're gonna win this season. I got the Vikings, to continue doing what they're doing. Seahawks had a pretty decent out in last week. The Atlanta Falcons are still looking pretty sorry.
All that coaching staff is going to be fired.
I believe so. Because this is embarrassing.
Something is wrong there. Mm-hmm. Now Matt Ryan is hurt. Something is, I don't know if it's the defense. What is their defense?
They got no defense.
27th in the league. The offense is 16th in the league.
They got nothing.
They got no running game.
They got nothing. They got nothing.
Seahawks.
And did you see their little running back try to run up on Aaron Donald last week?
He got ejected from the game, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. But first of all, like, why would you, this little dude, run up on Aaron Donald? It is what. But look, Atlanta ain't got nothing coming. Look, they might as well go ahead and check the little rebuild box, be looking toward the draft.
Yeah.
Be looking to, like, now we're talking about moving on.
It's time for them to start looking for a quarterback.
Right, we're talking about moving off quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's another one.
You know, I think Tom Brady has set up this this false narrative that now you can play until your 40s because he's done it.
Tom Brady's situation is so unique because he's playing a super soft division.
Right.
And you have a super easy schedule every year. He really only has to grind it out during the postseason, which normally only play two games in the postseason when everybody else is playing like three or four.
Absolutely.
So he's an anomaly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
so,
it's time for this tier of quarterbacks, Roethlisberger and all of them to sit it on down.
Absolutely.
Eli's in there too.
Only one that I think might still have something in the tank is probably Aaron Rodgers, but I think Phillip Rivers, JB had him in the Super Bowl this year. I think he's done after the season. Well, he should be.
He should be.
Ben should be done.
Yep.
Rodgers should be done.
No, not Rodgers.
What's the man's name?
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. Who's the other guy? The other one. Who am I thinking of? I can't remember. The other guy who's not Drew Brees, because Drew Brees is another one of the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
He's the second oldest quarterback besides Tom Brady. He might still have some go in him. But there's another one that
Flacco needs to go.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yes. Because him and Ryan came in at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see a whole bunch
mass
of
mass exodus.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, back to the picks. Again, Atlanta, I think their season is over.
Yeah, I'm going with Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going with
Especially after that loss to the Ravens.
Yeah, absolutely. So we move on to Denver versus the Indianapolis Colts. You know, too bad for Denver. They won two games, but I think it's too little too late.
Yeah, I think it comes to an end right here.
You know, at least the Colts still got something to fight for at the halfway mark.
And they're number one in their division.
Yeah, why
not?
Yeah, so I like Indy, and I just, you know, Denver.
I'm taking Indy.
They surprised me, them two wins, because I didn't pick them either one of those weeks. You know what I mean? I ain't going to pick them this week. I'm not going to do it. Two teams that are on the decline. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to Tennessee to face off against the Tennessee Titans, who are in the middle of a trying to figure themselves out. Like,
I'm only going Tampa because of their coach. I really like Bruce Arians, and I think he prepares a team better than what's the guy Vrabel at Tennessee. Right.
Yeah.
I don't really like him. He's okay. I'm gonna go Tampa. I just think they're a better prepared team.
I'm looking at these rankings, and you know, I would think that Tampa's defense would be ranked a little bit higher than Tennessee's, but it's the opposite. I trust the Tampa defense because, you know, like, that's really...
You got Ndamukong Suh.
Right, you know, versus the Tennessees. But, you know, it's something about, like, at this Tampa, especially this, the last album that they had, what, it was in London? Because that was on the bye week.
You can't never tell with Tampa.
You really can't never tell.
They look good, and then the next week you'd be like, what's going on? And I think it's that Jameis Winston. But I think Bruce Arians will have his team ready to play.
Yeah, and actually, I got a feeling if he ain't going to let it get to be five interceptions this week.
Right, exactly.
If it get to be two, we're going to see a change at quarterback.
Yep.
Because it looks like coaches ain't afraid to do that mid-game. You know, it's a tough one. I think I'm going to roll with Tennessee. I'm going to roll with the home team.
Okay.
Just because, even though they got some weird stuff going on at quarterback as well, they still got their own slew of problems. But,
and they got that bizarre win against the Chargers this week.
Right,
so
yeah.
They're coming off that.
It's very weird. But I don't know. I just feel safer with the home team. I'm going to go with the home team. All right, and then so you got the Cards going up to the Saints. Yeah. Now, you know, look, they've been enjoying a couple wins in a row.
I think it slows down right here.
They come back to reality. They go into the Superdome to face off against. Well, I don't know if it should be Teddy Bridgewater this week, but I think next week it might be Drew Brees. So I think this is Teddy's last hurrah, might be.
Yeah.
And he's going to go out with a bang. I think his stats going to look good coming out. And I mean, why not end your run on playing against a team like this?
Why not?
You know what I mean, right?
So, I'm going to New Orleans.
I like the New Orleans Saints in this one, too. All right. So, we got the Bengals and the Rams. I think the Bengals Bengals still ain't won a game yet. It ain't going to happen here, either.
This is horrible. Andy Dalton look a hot mess. That team is just bad. AJ Green isn't there. He's hurt.
I don't understand, that team. See, I'm going to tell you, though, it goes back to something that me and Glass have been talking about for like 3 years. We keep on bringing it up. And it was Marvin Lewis, right? And that whole thing about how people think the grass is greener on the other side. And I'm telling you, right, I get it that, you know, you get to a certain level and you keep hitting your head against the same old thing, and you can't get past it. Well, you have to change something, right? So finally they decide to change the coach, right? So they go from having 10, 11 wins every year, playoff berth every year, even though they lose,
right?
Playoff berth every year.
Mm-hmm.
So now they can't even string together ever since Marvin Lewis has been gone.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't won no more than 5 games.
You know what? When you look at teams that consistently are like that can't never win and this, that, and the other,
right,
you have to look at ownership. Because this is how a team handles their business.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at teams like the Washington Redskins, you look at the Bengals,
mm-hmm.
you look at the Browns, these teams that historically are losers have bad ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have ownership that doesn't know how to put a team together.
Right.
Now, you look at somebody like the Dallas guy, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he knows football. You got to give him that.
Right.
He knows football.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so concerned about the wrong things sometimes that it impedes him
Absolutely.
To really win games. And that's all you have Marvin Lewis, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you see someone doing what the Rams are doing. They had this Sean McVay. Everybody wanted a Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes out now and hires the young coach
mm-hmm.
that doesn't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had to have a Sean McVay.
The fact that they don't know what they're doing by creating this cockamamie off the wall, over right, the top.
Game plan, game and now we're right, doing right. it so fantastic. Right. Okay.
Like, you know, Cliff okay. Kingsbury comes in with this quote unquote air raid offense and ain't nobody, right. I ain't seen them raid nobody's air since they came in the league. So,
yeah, it's bad ownership.
It really is. But you know, it comes down to, I get it. I understand the frustration with Marvin Lewis. I understand, but I would rather be frustrated with a coach that win me 11 games and I go to the playoffs every year than a coach that can't even win me 5 games at all. Right. I would rather.
Who is their coach?
I have no idea.
Right, exactly.
You know, okay. I have no idea. And then think about it, right? So the coaches that got away, let's just talk about the history of Cincinnati. So under Marvin Lewis, you had Hugh Jackson went off 2 times, got fired, mm-hmm. right? You had, Jay Gruden. He ain't even in the league right now, right? Right. The only one that's still relevant is Mike Zimmer out of Minnesota.
Right.
But everybody else on that staff is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you know what's going on right there.
That coach you know? Got cut.
Yeah, it's craziness, man. But I think the Bengals probably might go over this season.
Unless they play Miami.
Unless somebody grant them some mercy at the end
or
of the
Washington
season.
Or somebody.
Somebody might grant them mercy at the end of the season by sitting their starters. Mm. You know, you never know.
Rams.
Yeah. I like the Rams in this one, too. And they home, too, so that's good. Eagles at Bills. I know the Eagles, they suffered a super embarrassing loss, and I think the Buffalo Bills did, too. Both of these teams coming off.
The Bills won.
They lost the week before. This is a hard one, because I actually think, surprisingly, Buffalo is a pretty good team.
They are a pretty good team.
And, I mean, the defense is showing up. And I don't know, man. Doug Peterson might have been a little bit out of pocket last week. I'm just saying.
Guaranteeing a win.
Even though, you know, I like him. And
really,
I think.
Really?
I do. You know what? I hang this on the fact that he was so aggressive and got up in Bill Belichick's face during the Super Bowl. And that's what he earned my respect at, because he did that. Now, because
and after the Super Bowl, when he started writing books and whatnot, first year coach, he's writing books and all this ridiculous.
See, I can do without all that.
Yeah, sit down, though. I'm going right. Buffalo. That defense is stout, and the Eagles still don't have a lot of their prime players.
Yeah, so with that Dallas win and the Eagles loss, that actually put Eagles back 2 games, didn't it?
Uh-huh, they're under 500 now.
Oh, wow, that's rough. Yeah, I'm going to go Buffalo on this one, too. And that's sad that the Eagles going on that little slide right there, but it is what it is. We got some redemption trying to happen out here between the Chargers and the Bears. I can't believe that the Chargers are 2-5. I really didn't think they would be in this position. I thought they would be a whole lot better than this. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to trust them. I cannot trust them. And they lose games they shouldn't lose.
And in ridiculous ways.
Right. It's,
like, so you are on the 1-yard line. And this dude fumbles, this dude that was holding out, that wanted some money, now you fumbling when they need you to punch this thing in?
Yeah.
Like, okay, no.
Yeah, because you missed the first 4 or 5 games, and you should have been there. Mm-hmm. It was a waste of time anyway. All you did was lose money.
Right.
And you could have been getting ripped with your team.
You still didn't get anything that you wanted.
No. You know what I mean? I think the dynamic, this was it.
Where are we at this week? Is this in Chicago?
This is in Chicago. Yeah, but this season was it for Philly Rivers. This was the one.
You know, I never liked Philly Rivers.
But
anyway.
You know, if he was going to do anything in his career, this was going
to
be the one.
It was supposed to be last year.
Well, it was supposed to be last year.
And then they went up to Foxborough and act like punks. So no.
So I got a feeling he gonna have to leave the league, not accomplishing anything that he wanted to accomplish. And everybody else in this class got Super Bowl rings, man. You know, but it is what it is. They're not gonna win this game. I think, even though I think Chicago. Their offense is complete and utter garbage. The defense will bail them out of this game.
Yeah.
And you know, and they got embarrassed last week. So I'm going with the home team.
Me too.
All right. So we got the Giants and the Lions, right?
The Lions.
You going with the Lions? The Giants on the road. I thought Giants got some of their stuff back this week. Did I get none of their stuff back?
They got Saquon back.
Okay, yeah. So they got, that's going to change.
Did Ingram play? I think Ingram did play.
But I think them getting Barkley back is going to change a lot of stuff because, you know, that.
What's the defense like? They're 31st in defense, the Lions?
Yeah, they got pretty much one of the worst defenses in the league. But you know what? They got a quarterback that can always bail them out of stuff, though.
Yeah.
But it's just that, you know, their defense can't never, That's the reason why they lose all the time. Because the defense can't stop a nosebleed. Yeah. You know what I mean? And poor Matt Stafford and the boys be trying their best. And they just get outscored by everybody all the time. And they go, you know what? And I think my boy, Danny Dimes, now that he got his stallion back.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And he got Tate. And he got Shepard.
You saw what happened to them against the Cardinals.
I know.
Cardinals.
Yeah, just saying. It was some bad timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Detroit.
I'm going Detroit.
Detroit ain't got nothing coming. New York goes in there and gets the dub. And you know what? Yeah. I'm staying with the Giants. I'm going to stay with the Giants. Because you know what? I believe in Daniel Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you what needs to happen in New York.
Okay.
In order for this whole thing to smooth out. Right? They go into the draft. See, like, what's happening? One mistake that they made was trading away Odell Beckham. Now, see, that
you
they
think?
Didn't, well, they didn't. Well, look, they
you
didn't.
Think?
They didn't know that Daniel Jones was going to be this good, right? They thought he was going to be, you know, like this. But the kid is good.
So
you know, and now he's missing.
You mean you didn't see him in practice? You didn't know that he was that good? He was good during the preseason.
I don't know.
He's that good, but you don't leave him with any weapons to throw to.
I wouldn't have traded away no Odell Beckham. I wouldn't have did that.
So you trade away his weapon, mm-hmm. and then you want him to still be good.
So, look, okay, it is what it is. They traded away Odell Beckham. They shouldn't have did that. Because I guarantee you, with Barkley and Odell and Daniel Jones ended up being who he is, they would have been in a lot better shape than they are now, right? But Odell's not there, and they stuck with Shepard and Tate. That's the weak link. That's what they need to address in the draft, and maybe, you know, tighten up and maybe break, because, you know, they did lose Vernon and a couple other defensive players too, but they got a really good defensive player from Cleveland in Vernon's place. So,
right.
You know.
Peppers.
Right. So they just need to, you know, get some wide receivers. And I ain't saying bring in nobody from nowhere else. I wouldn't spend no money. I would draft. That's what I would do. You know, because if you think about it, when you spend money on wide receivers, and lately the trend is you spend money on wide receivers and you get a bill of goods. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you do. I wouldn't trust that. I would go into the draft. I would, you know, and Jones is
the Giants messed up when they let go Tom Coughlin.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Because what happens is you lose continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if you was ready to move on from Eli, and I'm not going to defend Eli and be like, oh, he was so good. Da, 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 da.
Right.
Okay, you're ready to move on from Eli, right? So you have his successor. But right. Now you got, what you got there for him to work
so,
with?
So it was a lot of disruption. It started with Coughlin, and then they brought in Gettleman disrupted things a little bit more. Broke Eli Manning's, you know,
his
start streak. So when you had that kind of disruption, it's like, you're right, because everything it's supposed to have one in the plan.
Right.
Well, we knew we was gonna sunset Eli Manning.
Right.
Everybody knew that, right? It was gonna happen.
And then you don't release him at the beginning of the season.
Right.
So now he's hit the salary cap
right.
for $17 million right. for the year.
Yeah.
Like who's and then you gonna sit him in week three?
Yeah.
You could have sat. What?
It was.
Who's making these decisions, Gettleman? I'm telling you, Caroline needs to come.
No.
Get him back on the airplane, you know, back to Carolina.
Come get your boy. I try to defend David Gettleman and the things that he did in New York.
Come get your boy.
But it's hard to defend that. Like, only thing I can say is that his time in Carolina was well served.
I think the New York fan base will get up some airfare.
So y'all want to switch and bring Herney up there?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
we just want to keep him down there.
Okay. Right there. Because I think we took a downgrade when they went from Gettleman to Herney.
Whatever.
I've never been a Herney fan. But anyway, it is what it is, right? But I think New York gonna be okay. Maybe not. You will start to see it next year when they bring in that third. Because look, they got the first piece with Barkley, second piece with Jones. They knew that third piece was gonna be the wide receiver to replace Odell. Which they shouldn't have traded Odell because they had him there. He was there.
He was the third piece.
But you know, you needed some capital.
You could have left him there and got more defense.
But who else could you have traded and got that much stuff for?
You nobody. Right. So build through the draft.
Right, but then it would take time. You know,
I mean, you're losing anyway now. So what's the difference? You might as well be patient.
Right. I don't know, man. But they, you know, look, there's a wide receiver or two. And I don't know who y'all's GM is because I know y'all fired Jerry Reese a couple years ago. So I don't know who's running the show. Oh, it's Gettleman, right?
Gettleman.
Right,
yeah. This dude we want to leave. week.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it depends on how they end up with this season. They might figure out what to do with Gettle.
Send him back to Carolina.
Yeah, no, he come back to Carolina. He can go somewhere else. We okay with her, and even though I'm not a fan. But I still stick on my pick with the Giants. I'm gonna stay with them. We're gonna stay with the New York team, and we're gonna look at the Jets versus the Jags. And you know, ever since Sam Darnold came back, the Jets been on up down. You know,
listen, I can't pick the Jets for anything right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the quarterback said he's seeing ghosts. We gotta go. Jacksonville gonna make you see ghosts.
What's my man?
I mean, they're 32 in offense. They're 32 in passing. They're 30th in rushing.
What's the coach there? Like, he was at Gates. Oh my god, that dude can't catch. Because at first he got fired from Miami because he can't catch a break. These Jets ain't where it's at. Look, they had that one breakout game, and I thought, oh look, okay.
All they did was beat Dallas.
Yeah, I know about
that. That's it.
But I was like, somebody in the AFC East want to stand up and play, other than Buffalo. With Buffalo trying to stay under the radar. But yeah, New York ain't got nothing coming, man. They need some time, man. And and I don't believe in Sam Darnold.
You threw all them interceptions.
Sam Darnold just ain't the, he ain't the one, bro. Yeah.
I don't know if he's ready for that.
Yeah, he ain't the one. But no, Gardner Minshew down there doing his thing. You know, they a little bit under 500 right now. But look, they're still in the mix in their division though, so they can still cause some damage down there if they wanted to.
So I got Jacksonville
at home too. We'll do that. My team comes off the bye to face off against the 49ers. This is a tough one. This is going to be your boy Kyle Allen's first real challenge.
He's going to lose,
and we're going to see if he's up to the challenge and how they're going to get past this defense.
Yeah,
because this is what they need to figure out.
Yeah, they got the number two defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going San Francisco.
And they are on fire right now. You know what I mean? They're on fire. So now, here's going to be the question. I will ask it this week, and then we'll figure out how everybody responds on Twitter and on social media and in the media next week. Because look, for 2 weeks, what's the narrative been about? Oh, Kyle Allen is where it's at. We need to move on from Cam Newton. I got a feeling Mr. Kyle Allen, as much as I love him, is getting ready to get humbled here.
Okay? Right.
He's getting ready to get humbled. And it is what it is.
Right.
And I just want to know what the narrative is going to be coming out of this game. Right?
It'll be, when can Cam get back? Because we need Cam.
Not only are the Panthers going to lose this game, they're going to get the brakes beat off of them. You know what I'm saying? Right? So I just want everybody to be ready for that, because that's what's getting ready to happen. Right?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, look, I'm a Panthers fan, but I mean, I gotta watch it. You know how it is. Like, you know, you have the kid or somebody that you're close to, and you know something because they think and they all listen. You know this event is getting ready to come and it's gonna bring them down to earth, and you just gotta watch it happen. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Right.
This is what's happening.
This is what's about to happen right now.
Going
49ers.
All right, and then okay, Raiders going into Houston. Raiders are still struggling, but the Houston ain't doing that much better. I know you got a soft spot for the Houston quarterback.
I do. I like
Deshaun Watson. And I still feel like the Raiders are a hot mess.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not feeling the Raiders at all. And I do. I like Deshaun Watson. Yeah. I know that's not how you pick a game here.
Yeah.
But I do think that overall the Texans are the better team than the Raiders. And I think that loss to the Colts stung a little bit because it was for first place in their division.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they are going to hand Oakland a loss.
Yeah, I like Houston in this game too. It's just because I feel like your boy got too much power up there, John Gruden, and he's just making a bunch of crazy moves. And you know, and it's weird because I watched his quarterback, and you know, I used to like him.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like him, but he's become like the league's biggest ass kiss I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes, you know, even from the Antonio Brown stuff. Like, he's always, like, even going back to Hard Knocks, and, you know, I know you didn't watch the show, but he was always up under Gruden, and I just don't like who
he's... Well, because he know Gruden didn't like him.
Right. I don't like who he's become.
Oh, okay.
I don't like it. You know? And so you got him being who he is, and you got Gruden knowing this and taking advantage of him and poking and prodding him and stuff, and then, you know, trading away all his help, because I think he traded away the cornerback last week. Like, they don't want to win. Like,
right. But now, I'm not going to give that to Gruden no more. That's your other boy, Mike Mayock.
Right. So, I mean, it's a mess.
Right.
It's a mess. I don't know. Oakland's in trouble. I know they're going to make that move next year, and everything right now is just, This is a precursor to the move to Vegas, and they don't really care about what's happening right now. They're just trying to set up in Vegas, and that's why they're not going to win no more than six games this season, right? I'm going with Houston as well in this game too.
Texans.
All right, so this one right here, it's got a potential to be a good game, but it's not.
Stop.
But it's got the potential.
They got the number one defense.
They do. But I got a feeling that, you know, like, it's challenges like this where the scrappy little dudes on the Cleveland team, they step up to challenges like that. I ain't saying they're going
to
win.
This is what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see the Browns come in there and beat the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Mm. It's not going to happen.
You know what? So far,
New England,
we done seen the games so far on the schedule this week, and I ain't picked the upset yet. Right, mm-hmm. I haven't done it. Now, look, I know Cleveland's
you
record.
Did not.
Look, I'm going to justify it, okay? Because I know when people, they're going to hit me up on Twitter, like, after this to the podcast, they're going to be like, you really, bro?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Hit me up at Team Boy TV. That's where I'm at, right?
Mm.
Listen, it ain't going to make no difference, right, whether the Patriots take a loss right here or not. But this is where the story of the NFL season, this is the stuff that I love, right? So,
Patriots lose to the Browns here.
And Gillette.
Like, that's it.
Let's not forget that now.
This
is in Gillette. I'm telling you, like, Odell Beckham pissed off at the league for the fine about his shorts. He didn't like that. They've been harassing about his watch. You know what I'm saying? Baker been, you know, running his mouth, and everybody been calling him out about everything he's been saying. Saying he's a drama king and all this kind of stuff. Now watch. Them boys, they regroup, they go, and look, they know who they're playing against. They're playing against the reigning, defending, you know, five-time Super Bowl champions.
Mm-hmm.
They know who they're playing. They know whose house they're going into.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, if anybody gonna get upset this week, it's the New England Patriots by the Cleveland Browns, and that's what I'm picking.
Okay.
Right? That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm doing. And I know I'm gonna get some tweets about that, but it's all good. It's all good. Here's the interesting. Oh, you going with the Patriots, right?
Yeah, I'm going with the Patriots. Cool.
This was an intriguing one right here, like, because the Green Bay Packers are hot. I refuse to give them their props all season. Now I'm gonna have to start recognizing them for, you know, their achievements or whatever.
Yeah, because they're gonna hand Kansas City another loss.
Yeah, Kansas City's struggling right now. They're having some issues.
Yeah, Moore is not taking you to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they definitely good that, and the defense being as terrible as it is, you can't have nobody like Aaron Rodgers coming in there. But now, granted, you know, they are going into Arrowhead, and that's a hard place to play in.
It's a hard place to play.
But, sadly for KC, man, they're going to get through these next three games, and hopefully they can get through the three games and win at least one of them, and that way they can stay in the... luckily for them, they got a bad division.
Yeah.
So they're going to be all right when it comes to that. So I got Green Bay on that one. We're going to finish the week out with the most awful game ever. This game is so bad, they can't even fill in the stats because everybody's so bad. The Miami Dolphins should be kicked out of the NFL. They should remove the Miami Dolphins and then bring in the Clemson Tigers or the Alabama Crimson Tide and replace the Dolphins with one of them teams. They'll be more excited.
I don't know what's going on with the Dolphins. Like, they are 30th in every possible category.
I believe if the Dolphins lined up across from the Alabama Crimson Tide,
they would still lose. Alabama would beat them.
I think if they played against a team like TCU, they would still lose. You know what I mean?
I don't know what's going on here with the Dolphins.
Right.
This is just like a practice week.
Right.
So the Steelers got this. What's the Steelers record?
Well, the Steelers suck too.
So, yeah, 2-4. Right, okay, they're getting an inch closer to being 500.
Right. And that's going to put another loss on the Dolphins.
Yep.
So the question is, who going to win first? Is it going to be Miami or is it going to be Cincinnati, right?
We won't know till they play each other.
Which I don't know if they do. Unless we went to the end of the season and somebody grant mercy on one of them. I'm just saying, right?
It's terrible.
I'm just saying. That's pretty bad. So you got two teams going for a winless season. The narrative is that Miami is doing it on purpose, and Cincinnati just sucks. So that's what they're saying, right? So
Miami ain't doing it on purpose.
That's what they're saying.
They suck.
They're saying they're doing it on purpose. Anyway, I think that is going to be our show for this week, right? Look out for that Cleveland upset. Is that a primetime game? It's not. It's it's like a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah.
So
25.
Yeah. So it's cool. I could actually. I'd be coming home from work to watch the end of it, and you're gonna be in here pulling your hair out because you know Cleveland gonna win a game by field goal.
We need a side bet on that.
It's gonna be the most hilarious stuff ever. I'm telling you, it's gonna be good.
I don't know.
And that's all the game they probably need to win, and they don't care about the rest of them for the rest of the season. This trip to Gillette is gonna be their Super Bowl for this year.
Oh Lord,
you know what I mean. Anyway,
treat it like that.
Absolutely. So yeah, if you guys agree or disagree with anything that that I said about the show this week, especially that pick with the
Cleveland
Browns, hit me up on Twitter. It's at TeamBoyTV, and hit me up on Twitter. We can discuss and see what's happening there. And before we get out of here, we do have a voice message that we need to play.
Okay,
so let's check this out. All right, here we go. We're gonna play it. Oh, hold on, we need to be here.
What's up, Team Boy TV Game Time crew? Vernie B, Big Q. This your boy Glass, aka the Sage of Sports. My question is, you have two undefeated teams left in the NFL. The New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers. Look at their schedule, and I need you to tell me, which NFL team left in on their schedule will give them their first loss? Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Peace.
All right. So that question came from our good buddy Glass, Sage of Sports on Twitter at Sage of Sports 1. So interesting question, right?
Interesting question. So we'll table that and put it for next week.
Okay.
You wanna give me a week to look at the schedule. All then. Right. You know, do my research and whatnot. Yeah. And then next week, I'm going to answer that question.
We'll answer that question on, we'll open the show with that.
Right.
We'll open the show with that. We'll answer that question. I think it's pretty interesting though. And again, I had to look forward enough on the schedule to really see. It is interesting. You know, them two teams, man, who would have thought over them two?
Right. You know? Exactly.
So we definitely appreciate, Glass for sending in, the voice message and the question. You guys can do the same thing.
Just that simple.
Yeah, the links are always, whenever you see the podcast pop up on social media, the link to the voice message is always in there. You can click on it and you can leave your voice message and leave a question or a comment. Or if you disagree or agree with anything that we say on the show, leave a message. We will play it and we will address it on the show. Again, I want to thank Glass for doing that. And I want to thank everybody else who listened to the podcast and shared it and downloaded it and did all that podcasty stuff with the show last week. I definitely appreciate it. Cause you know I called them out, right? Yes. Cause you only had 22 cents on the board. And let everybody know. Anyway, we're gonna keep this thing rolling. Hit me up on social media. You can join us on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Urban Arena Media, where me, Glass, JB, Vernie B, the AA Sports Crew, everybody over there doing their thing. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter at TeamBoyTV.
And I'm at BernieB73.
That's going to be our show for this week, and we will holler at y'all on the rebound. Have a good week, and everybody enjoy the games. Peace.